The Holy Letters of the Rebbe. This is letter number 1204, 16 Day of El Tafshin. There's no name over here, Shalom Abracha. Apparently the person asked the Rebbe a question on a piece that the Rebbe had sent out of his talks. And he asks, in the piece, the Rebbe was talking about the cities of refuge, which the Rebbe said that the cities of refuge was wherever there were Jewish people, they had cities of refuge. Cities of refuge basically meant for somebody who accidentally killed someone, he can run away there and then the Redeemer of the Blood can't do anything to him. And in the Rebbe's writing it said, it was in all places. It was in the desert, while the Jews were in the desert. It was on the other side of the Jordan River, meaning this side of the Jordan River is where Israel is, and on the other side of the Jordan River. And the Rebbe said there in, which is outside Eretz Yisrael. The person wants to know, does the Rebbe mean, he's asking the Rebbe, does the Rebbe mean two separate places? On the other side of the river, one, and outside of Israel, two? Or on the other side of the river is...
I think there were three on the other side.
No, there's three cities, but what does the Rebbe mean that there were cities of refuge? What is he talking about? So, is he talking about, does the Rebbe mean on the other side of the Jordan River and in Chutz Laretz? So that would be a fourth place. So we're talking about the desert, Israel, on the other side and Chutz Laretz. Or there's only three. The other side of the Jordan, which is outside of Israel, but there's only three places. So the Rebbe says, when you look in the language, and the Rebbe shows him that in the language, you can see clearly that there's not a fourth place, there's only three places. The Rebbe says, on the other side of the Jordan River, which is Chutz Laretz, which is the diaspora, which is outside of Israel. And the Rebbe says, what I meant to say here was, the Rebbe said, I looked it over, and this is what I meant to say it, that the other side of the Jordan, which relative to Israel, is considered outside of Israel, because it's not the same level. As the Rebbe brings down they call it Chutz Laretz, because relative, outside of the land, even though, because relative to Eretz Yisrael, is considered outside of the land. And then the Rebbe answers another question that he asks. This seems like the Sifri seems like to learn from the Pasuk, the word Tiyeno, that there are cities on the other side of the Jordan River, but why do we need an extra? It's quite clear in the Pasuk. And the Rebbe brings sources that. Because it says that what happens if those cities of refuge for some reason were destroyed, you'll build other ones. And if you can't build it right in the same place, you can build it elsewhere. So we learn out that there has to be on the other side of the Jordan River, notwithstanding, even though in the Pasuk we're talking about the various that were built at that time, but still we need to know that you would have to always have on the other side. And they say over here in the footnote over here that the next time they printed, when the Rebbe looked it over again in a second edition, so in this time the Rebbe wrote in, the Rebbe clarified it, which was Chutz Laretz relative to Eretz Yisrael, in order to answer this question.